latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
The Spanish government has reduced its fleet of official cars by 600 vehicles in the last 2 years, now having just 303 official vehicles and 411 drivers compared to 921 vehicles when they took to power. The Spanish government's decision to suspend the sale of weapons to Israel has been praised by many for their decisive action in attempting to ease the burden of the conflict. But the move is seen as nothing more than a publicity stunt by others, given that Spain acquired 10 times more weapons from Israel than it sells. Contracts such as a €324 million deal in 2006 to supply Spanish troops in Afghanistan with anti-tank missiles and a €6.2 million contract for Israel to provide mortars are just two of the contracts which make the €5 million contract suspension seem almost insignificant. A 20-year-old French male died this week after jumping from a hotel balcony on the holiday resort of Magaluf. More commonly known as balconing, there's an increasing trend in death and injuries by young holidaymakers who jump from a hotel balcony, often towards a swimming pool. So far, 22 people this year have lost their lives doing so on the Balearic Islands alone. After the much-publicised exodus of British retirees, the results of a new study suggest that Spain has regained its appeal amongst Britons planning to retire overseas. Of more than 2,000 Britons polled by MGN Advantage, a retirement income specialist, 13% said they plan to retire to Spain. France took second place with 9% of votes, followed by the United States and Australia. Spanish chef Senan Gonzalez has entered the Guinness World Records by cooking the largest tortilla in the world. Made with 840 kilos of eggs, 1,600 kilos of potatoes, 30 kilos of onions, 10 kilos of salt, and 150 litres of olive oil, the resulting 5-metre-wide tortilla was shared by more than 10,000 people in his hometown of the Basque city of Vitoria-Gasteiz.